While half of Georgia Power's customers lost service when Hurricane Irma hit, the state's parks and historic sites also took a beating, with nearly one-third of them being thrown out of commission thanks to high winds, flooding, damaged buildings, and heavy trees falling on power lines. An army of volunteers, many of whom lost power themselves, have made sure the parks are back in business for folks who now want to enjoy fall foliage by hiking and picnicking in state parks. On a recent Saturday, volunteers were busy assessing damage and clearing the trails at Fort Yargo State Park to make sure the park is ready.
Just like that, it's just about to let go. We'll have to knock it down as well. Otherwise,
it's like six inches holding it together.
Yeah.
So Widowmaker.
Yeah, if we get a high wind, it's going to come down.
Fort Yargo State Park sits in the town of Winder, Georgia, between Athens and Atlanta. Brandon Mitchell, a science teacher at the local high school, started Yargo Trail Crew last summer and is helping to cut up a 250-foot-long white pine tree that had fallen near the park's Birdberry Trail.
We worked pretty much every day for a week to clean up those trees. It has to be done by hand when you're on a trail. We don't normally get to use big, heavy equipment because the trail is pretty remote in a lot of places. And so the four or five of us hop on the trail and go at it with a chainsaw and work until we get tired. And that's what we're doing right now, is cleaning up one more tree over here at the Birdberry Trail.
This park, named after the 18th century fort that still stands in it, sustained a significant amount of damage in the storm. When Irma hit, it lost power for 5 days, and nearly 200 trees fell along its trails, as well as near campgrounds and playgrounds. Julia Autry, the park manager, describes how high winds and Winder toppled hundreds of trees at Fort Yargo.
We had over 200 trees that fell that actually had to be moved. We don't know what happened out in the woods. We're not really worried about that. You know, we're worried about what's actually in the way that our guests come in contact with. So we want to make sure the trails are clear, the roadways are clear, and things like that. So we've had probably, over 100 trees actually on the trails that Brandon's crew has actually cut up and moved out of the way.
Here's Fort Yargo's naturalist explaining for a local scout troop the jobs that need doing.
Limbs along that trail. You'll see that it's pretty bad. The wind came through and just knocked down a lot of branches, so you'll see a lot of branches, a lot of sticks, and that just stops things from growing. And it doesn't look very nice.
Kim Hatcher, a spokesperson for the state's parks and historic sites, says Georgia saved taxpayers at least $150,000 on its annual volunteer day last year. Autry, Fort Yargo's manager, says without those volunteers, her park would have a hard time staying open.
The volunteer crews are vital to our mission here at the park. We could not get what we do around here done if it wasn't for volunteers. We have a slim crew of park employees, and our main goal as a park employee is to make sure that the park is up and running, clean, ready for guests to come in. And the volunteer crews that come in actually get down to the nitty-gritty. They get the hard work done.
For WUGA News, this is Allison Salerno.